Birth control, breast pumps for nursing moms, and annual exams are just a few examples of women's care that private insurers will have to pick up under new health plans starting next August or later. The recommendations by U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius generally agree with what the Institutes of Medicine supported last month. One study suggested that women put off care if they can't afford the copay. That study in 2009 by the Guttmacher Institute showed 30% of women skip family planning appointments to save money. Sarah Eskerich is policy coordinator at Wisconsin Alliance for Women's Health.
So we know that there's a need for contraception free of charge in your insurance plan because women aren't getting services they need because of those copays. So we know that it'll make a direct impact in women's everyday lives.
The Women's Health Plan includes a provision that will allow some insurers not to cover contraception on religious grounds. Eskerich says the Alliance for Women's Health is disappointed.
They'll definitely be commenting on that during their comment period for the next 60 days because we believe that regardless of who your employer is, women should have access to safe and legal contraceptive methods of their choice.
The conservative-leaning Family Research Council opposes the inclusion of contraceptives as preventative care under the nation's health reform law. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.